This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This is Chris Witz and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Back in 1980, I remember seeing the movie Ordinary People. Now, at the time it was released, it really did capture the imagination of critics and moviegoers. Very interesting film starring Mary Tyler Moore and Don Sutherland. And it was the story of a typical family living in the suburbs of Chicago in the US. The film begins after, tragically, the older of two sons had been killed in a drowning accident that had actually been caused by the other son's own foolishness. So the younger son is racked by guilt, and he finds that he just can't cope with life. His mother domineering, the father is quite weak. And in the end, the younger son attempts suicide and the father leaves home. It's a very sad movie, if not a tragic story of what goes wrong in a family where mistakes are made. Now, I guess that all families have got their share of bad news. I hope not as bad as that. Even the secrets they're not prepared to talk about. So there is some level of dysfunctional behaviour in every family, no matter how together we seem to be. Some families will do anything to pretend that everything is fine, when in fact the opposite is true. Why is it that we play this game of make-believe by pretending that everything's fine? Many of us don't really want others to think our lives are in a mess, and so we hide what's going on inside our lives. We want everyone to think we've got it all together. We want to make it look good, so we put on a mask. And have you noticed that our standard greeting to each other is this: how are you doing? And we've come to expect the same old answer: oh yes, I'm okay, thanks. Now, it's quite rare that someone actually tells you more than that. And when they do, it's quite startling. When they actually stop to tell you the details, especially if they tell you how they really are, you can be quite shocked. So we go to great lengths to protect and preserve our good image. You know, the rich and the famous, they hire managers and attorneys to hide the mess of their own lives. The rest of us, we just got to manage it the best way we can. So what I'm saying today is that we learn early in life how to put our best foot forward, how to write resumes, if you like, that highlight our success and hide our failures. No one really wants to admit that they're a failure. And so what happens is that we pretend. Now, even in the church and in the Christian community, we play this game of pretense. It's a desire to maintain our image, to be strong, independent, self-reliant. We teach it to our kids. Do you remember the children's book, The Little Engine That Could? Do you remember that? Facing a huge mountain with a heavy load to deliver, the little engine just kept saying to himself, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can." Sure enough, he made it over. We like to think that there's no mountain too high for us, that with every right amount of effort, we can conquer anything. And if we fail, we pretend, "Oh, well, look, I didn't really fail. Everything's fine." But in truth, it's not. I think we should take seriously what the psalmist David said in Psalm 51 verse 6. It was really a very honest prayer, and it's a good prayer to start each day. He said, "You want complete honesty, Lord, so teach me true wisdom." That was David's prayer. You want complete honesty, so teach me true wisdom. So God wants us to be honest with him, to stop pretending. And most ministers, I think, know that the most effective way to get a person who's in crisis to open up and to was to ask that question, "How are you doing?" And they say, "Oh, I'm okay." But if they knew very well that that person was not okay, the pastor or the counselor would say, "Yes, but would you tell me if you were not okay?" And often that was all that was needed for that person to really open up and to share some of the heartache and the problems that was worrying that person at the time. So I think it's a good thing to pray something like that prayer and to allow God to come to us, because God knows our hearts. In prayer, we can let down our guard and be really who we are, truthful before God, because God, of course, knows everything. I pray, dear God, that you will take down the barriers that are all around us, the barriers that separate people and neighbours. Help us to be real and to be honest, allowing you, Lord, to do your work in us. Amen.